quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Yes, it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. My favorite show taking place tonight, NXT. Got a lot of matches announced for that show. I hope it starts getting better. I do like to see good wrestling shows. But we'll tell you about that. Dynamite is tomorrow night. Of course, last night was Monday Night Raw. I thought overall a pretty good show. We're building up towards the Elimination Chamber. Slowly but surely, we still have 3 weeks left until the show. So we'll tell you what happened on Raw last night. We also have a lot of news, not the least of which is the death of Tadao Yasuda. We're going to talk about him here today, and also a lot tomorrow with Filthy Tom Lawler. I'm sure Tom has got a lot to say about Tadao Yasuda. We've also got a longtime WWE, I guess he worked in production. We'll talk to Lance about Jim Shank, not sure if he knew him or not. He was the company's technical operations manager. Been there for over 25 years. We'll talk about that. Plus updates on Braun Breaker and the Becky Lynch-AJ Lee match. We got a coffin match coming up for TNA. We've also got some notes from a Big E interview where he talked about Ridge Holland. Some of you may know the Sandman is having his final match April 17th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. Joey Janela's Spring Break X. Do you know who his opponent's going to be? If you don't know, don't look it up. We're going to tell you. So the Sandman's final opponent, who will it be? And it will not be me, but we'll find out. A lot to get into here today. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And so, Lance, you did not know Jim Schenck.
I do not believe so. I'm terrible with names, but it's also been 23 years approximately since I was working there with any frequency, so I do not recall him by name, but condolences, obviously, to his family.
Yeah, they had a tribute graphic to him. I think it was actually at the very end of the show last night, if I recall correctly, because I actually turned off the show and didn't see it. And then I think I had turned the show back on, or I opened up my iPad or something, and all of a sudden I saw the graphic, so it must have been at the very end of the show. But he had been with the company for 25 years. Passed away February 6th, age of 60, multi-year battle with colorectal cancer, and a GoFundMe campaign had raised $200,000 to help pay for an emerging treatment that they hoped would save his life. Vince, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Alexa Bliss, Cody, Bruce Prichard, Chris Jericho, Rusev, Shinsuke Nakamura among the top donors, but he did pass away. So all of the best to everybody in WWE, his friends, his family. Very sad story. A lot of tributes to him over the last couple of days. Triple H said he was a fixture backstage, an incredible teammate, helped create the magic of the live experience at WWE. Thoughts on those of our entire crew, talent roster with his family this time. It's never goodbye, but see you down the road, he said. And Shinsuke Nakamura is noted, donated to his GoFundMe, and Nakamura also did a big tribute to Tadao Yasuda, who also passed away. Also, early 60s. He was 62 years old. And no cause of death, although at one point, well, anyway. Nakamura did post a tribute because Yasuda was actually Nakamura's first opponent in professional wrestling.
Wow.
Tadao Yasuda was he was a sumo. And then after that, he went to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And even though he was like a sumo star, you know, they had other sumo stars that got pushed real big as sumo stars when they debuted, but he did not. He started as a young lion, worked his way up for a long time, and was just a guy. And then Antonio Inoki lost his mind, and he was all about these wrestlers should be fighters. They should be tough guys. And so Pride had kicked off a few years earlier. And so he wanted his guys to fight and win MMA matches. And this pretty much derailed the career of Yuji Nagata for like a decade, it seems. But Tadao Yasuda, he had a very famous match with Jerome LeBanner. And it wasn't even like a great match. You know, Jerome LeBanner was a kickboxer. And they ended up on the mat. And, I mean, they're on the mat forever. And, like, nobody's doing anything. And then finally, Yasuda just figured, I'm going to put my forearm right on his neck. And Jerome LeBanner freaked out and tapped. And so it was like a gigantic win. And so Antonio Inoki was like, this man needs to be the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. And in fact, he won the title, beating Yuji Nagata. And it was not a long reign, but he had it. And then after that, it was kind of, you know, he ended up retiring in 2011. He was in the Makai Club. You guys remember the Makai Club back in the day? But in 2007, he attempted to commit suicide, carbon monoxide poisoning, although he later claimed it was an accident and he did not try to commit suicide. But that was in 2007. And he kept wrestling for several years afterwards and recently been working for a security company. So Tom has got a lot he wants to say, I'm sure, about Tadao Yasuda, so we'll talk more about him tomorrow. But all the best to his friends and family as well. So Bron Breakker, on Raw last night, they announced that he was so angry after last week's Raw that he went home and he worked out until 5 a.m. and gave himself a hernia, which is not what happened, but I guess they had to come up with some explanation.
You're allowed to make things up in wrestling, Brian.
You are, but you know what? Could you make this guy look like more of a lunkhead? I mean, he probably suffered this hernia, you know, training or in football or God only knows what. Their storyline is he got so mad after an angle that he went home and worked out and gave himself a hernia. So I don't know about it.
They needed to blame Pierce somehow.
I know, but they could have said, like, I don't know. I think what actually happened was he aggravated it when he flipped over that table. That's the story.
That solid oak reinforced table strikes again.
Golly, it may actually be. So anyway, he had an emergency surgery, and it is a legitimate emergency surgery. So this was not, you know, hey, we're going to get him out of the Rumble early, and then we're going to suspend him, and he's going to get... Nope, he flipped that table, he wasn't feeling good, and they said, we got to do this right now. So they gave him the surgery, and it's a hernia, okay? And anybody can get a hernia, but, you know, most of the people I know that have hernias are older people, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Granny's got a hernia right now. Father-in-law hernia.
My wife had one and had immediate emergency surgery a couple of years ago.
Yeah, sometimes you need the emergency surgery, and sometimes you can just, like,
Hers was a strangulated hernia.
Yeah, that's bad.
They had to remove part of her bowel, yeah.
But my point is, you know, it's often when you get older, you end up with a hernia. And so if you go online and you see, like, how long it's going to take for recovery, you know, I think a lot of that is, well, the vast majority of people are older. And when you're older, it does take you longer to recover from these things. So one would think that he would be on the shorter end of the recovery scale since he is in his 20s. But it was a serious surgery. And all I know is within WWE, there is a feeling that he ain't going to be back by WrestleMania. He's going to be out a while. So we'll see. You know, there are certain things that, like, remember John Cena, like, tore his triceps or his pec or whatever, and then, like, 4 months later, he won the Royal Rumble. He came back, like, really, really early. And then, you know, of course, he didn't do a lot leading up to WrestleMania. He had more healing time. But I know with a hernia, it's like what you do not want to do with a hernia is undo that surgery. And so I don't think this is one that you can try to come back early from. I expect that he's going to be out for a while. So, all the best to him. I mean, yep. he was I mean, the original plan was he was going to win the Royal Rumble and headline WrestleMania. And they changed plans for a number of reasons. And, I mean,
They're probably quite glad now.
It's actually amazing when you think about it because, like...
if he'd have won, they'd have been...
He wasn't headlining Mania one way or the other. And if he had won the Royal Rumble, flipped that table over the next night, and undergone emergency surgery, you just lost your WrestleMania main event just like that. So it's actually, I guess, fortuitous in some ways that he did not win.
For creative, not for him.
Well, I mean, for him, it sucked either way. It didn't matter.
The Rumble, yeah.
I mean, I guess he could have it on his resume that he was a Royal Rumble winner. But anyway, that's what happened to Bron Breakker. So hopefully he's better soon. And Dave also, by the way, noted in the Observer that up until the day of the show, you know, everyone's talking about, oh, there's no way Sammy's going to win. There's no chance, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't decided until the day of the show who was winning that match. And Sammy, obviously, was pushing to win the title. And they went back and forth and back and forth. And they decided, nah, Drew's winning. So, I mean, if it was in discussions that he was going to win, I mean, maybe they have some plan, or maybe they just decided, you know what, we missed the peak, and that just ain't going to happen in this career.
Or maybe for the sake of morale, they didn't want to tell him 3 weeks ahead. It's like, nope, you're losing. So they say it's undecided yet, Sammy. We'll see.
Well, he didn't win. And maybe he'll win the Rumble next year and win the title at next year's Saudi WrestleMania, but he'd have to be really heated up to do that, let me tell you at this point. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling, I know I do, that sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bringing the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us. Someone asked here, you think Seth is back by Mania? And I would say, like, I don't know about 100%, but Seth is publicly saying he thinks he's going to make it back by Mania. And I have no earthly idea why you would say, I think I'm going to make it back by Mania, if it was looking like you weren't going to make it back by Mania. Normally they do the opposite. Ah, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And then they make the surprise return. He's not even doing that. He's basically saying, I think I'll be back by Mania.
Well, I think we're supposed to believe he's currently on the show. Like,
I guess.
We mentioned it a while ago where you said you thought he could make it by Mania. I'm like, well, he's got to be able to make it in time to cut an angle to build a Mania match. And I assume Grayson Waller or whoever's under the black hood is playing the role of Seth Rollins to cut the angle for him so he can have a match at Mania.
Well, I'm not sure if we're supposed to think that's Seth Rollins, because they did this before. They had a masked guy, and he did all of Seth's moves. He did the super kick. He did the curb stomp. But then he revealed himself to be Theory. Mm-hmm. And so now we got another masked guy doing the same thing. And so maybe it's Seth, or maybe it is Grayson Waller, or even after the Royal Rumble, it was like, people were saying, I think it might be Logan Paul, like he was turning on his team or whatever. So I think it's supposed to be a mystery.
Well, it is.
It could end up being Seth.
I believe it will be Seth, and this is the angle, so he doesn't have to be healthy enough to cut it.
It probably will be Seth in the end, but I mean, right now, we don't got much of a vision. I mean, nothing against the guys.
You can't lose another member.
We got Logan, who is, by the way, you notice that, like, he was doing like a million matches at the end of December, and now he's rarely wrestling. I think he's contracted to X number of wrestling matches per year. And last year, he had like six matches he had to make up in November, December. So he was in wrestling every week. Now it's a new year, and so he's not wrestling so much. But you got him. You got Bronson, and then you got Theory, who's literally the designated jobber. Remember, people were so mad at me at the disgraceful statements I was making about Austin Theory? And meanwhile, I don't know about you guys, but I watch the show, and all this guy does is lose. So, I don't know. Doesn't seem like he's in a much better place now than he was before, which was my whole frickin' point. But the point is,
but did you notice that his nickname now is The Pressure? They mentioned that once or 50 times.
Huh. How about that? The Pressure.
Mm-hmm. It was mentioned a few
it
dozen
was,
times.
It was said about 50 times. As well as Evans from the Heavens. Get used to that one. If you're sick of that one, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, maybe we need someone else in the vision for a while. Who could that be? Who could we put in there? We're missing two guys for the foreseeable future.
Two guys?
Yeah, Seth is out. And
well, Seth's not in the vision anymore.
I guess, yeah, he has been booted. But Braun's out. So
that's one.
Yeah, I think we need more people in there. That's my point. Anyway, Becky Lynch and AJ Lee is official for Elimination Chamber. And at this point, unless things change again, they're going to wrestle at WrestleMania as well.
There was mixed messaging. Did Cole misspeak or did AJ? Because AJ made the statement, if I beat you at Elimination Chamber, I will be the number one contender. I want a title shot. And then when Becky agreed to have the match, Cole announced that it's a title match at Elimination Chamber.
Well, my lineup has it as a championship match at Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
So, theoretically, AJ could win that match, and then Becky beats her and wins the title back at Mania. Some kind of stipulation match or something. I could see that happening.
But did AJ not say that if she beats her at Elimination Chamber, she should be the number one contender and then get a title shot?
Yes, and then Becky said there will be no title shot. And then AJ said, well, no title shot, no match. So then she changed it to it will be for the title. I don't know, man. I didn't like that segment.
I did.
I did not like it one bit. I shouldn't say one bit.
It was about the two competitors and not about the audience. I liked it.
Yeah, but Lance, you're in this audience thing now. Becky's character is so over the top. Like, you guys remember?
Dude, it's WWE. Over the top is what they do.
But
were you not
is
a fan when the Ultimate Warrior was a guy? Tugboat
Bro.
Was a guy? R-Truth's a guy? Over the top wacky characters
I
is what WWE is.
I don't want to go back to the early 90s. Bro, when, guys, listen, just, if you didn't watch Raw, start with the opening segment, okay? The opening segment is
a wacky woman losing her mind.
Punk and AJ show up. Everybody starts cheering that AJ's there. In the background, Becky turns a corner and she sees her. And I haven't seen one silent film in my life with acting this preposterous.
Not even your own.
She throws it down. I was like, dude, there's a person here. What are you doing? Like, she lost her mind, bro. And then it got even worse in the promo. Dude, how many times, what do people complain about in matches? What do they complain about? They complain about 1-2 kick out, and then they have to, the person has to do the shocked face of the person kicked out. This promo was one long shocked face. She was so over the top. She was so, like, I can't do it, dude.
That's who she is now.
No, stop it. God. Do you guys remember when she was like the biggest star in all of wrestling? She's not mm-hmm. now.
And if you were in the mid-card feuding with Maxine and such, you'd lose your mind too.
Even Timeless Tony doing her gimmick isn't this over the top.
Oh, please.
Anyway, they're going to wrestle again at Mania. Speaking of over the top, Elijah and Mustafa Ali will be having a casket match at the taping at the Pinnacle in Nashville.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Are you going to finally make it?
That's the plan, brother. I'm finally going back to work.
Wow. What a life. Winner of the upcoming match will be whoever is able to stuff their opponent into a casket that's shaped like a guitar case. So it sounds like a guitar case match. Yes. Not a casket.
A very large guitar case.
I don't like the idea of Ali. Actually, in any match at this point. This guy's going to kill himself, dude.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
Why do you not like
Mustafa? I love Ali. I don't want to see him die. Like, he's actually, in some ways, I mean, he's up there with Darby, dude. It's a little different, but, like, he has to do one crazy thing in, like, every match where it's like, are you trying to kill yourself in this match? What are you doing, dude? I don't know, man. He's a very talented guy. I don't like seeing anyone risk their lives in every single match. Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Big E's never held any ill will towards Ridge Holland. He did an interview on 107.7 The Bone. Don't yell at me.
That's out here in San Francisco, by the way.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure they're like 10 minutes away from us.
How about that? Well, hello to 107.7 The Bone, in case you're tuning into Sports Byline today. He said, I talked to Ridge right after it happened. He actually sent me like a 10-pound box of meat as well. You know, that's how men say, I'm sorry, here's a box of meat. Thankfully, we had a conversation. There was never any grudge held on my end. Things happen in our industry. Things happen. People get hurt. It wasn't malicious. Told him immediately there were no hard feelings. I know, unfortunately, he's gotten a lot of flack online. I know he's dealt with injuries of his own. He's dealt with losing his job. My heart in many ways goes out to him. I hope he's doing okay. I hope he's recovering. Man, there was never a moment of ill will at all for me. It's the nature of what we do. You signed up for something that is incredibly fun, incredibly rewarding, but also has very inherent dangers as well. And he says, when you're young, I knew neck injuries happen in our industry. I never thought it would happen to me. Very easy to feel invincible when you're young. Very sobering when you get to talk to these legends. You realize they've been on the other side of things, where now they're dealing with pain. They're now dealing with life in their 50s, 60s, and beyond, dealing with all the bumps and bruises from time in the industry. I think his message was very poignant, this being William Regal, when he talked about asking people to stop doing stupid moves where they get dropped on their neck and wanting to take care of these young athletes. So that's what Biggie has to say about Ridge Holland.
A super nice guy, and his power of positivity is a shoot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, great guy.
What a horrible follow-up to the New Day turning on Big E. They haven't done anything with them. They had so much heat. And then literally the follow-up was, come out every week and get more heat and then go away. And then they just are a team now. So, disappointing. The Sandman. Yes?
Nothing, go ahead.
The Sandman's final match. He's 62 years old, by the way. Will take place at Joey Janela's Spring Break 10 at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas on April 17th. And I told a story on Observer Radio. You know, Sandman's had his ups and downs, but I did a show, and I think it was 2007, for Norm Conner's IWC, and it was like a four-way with me and Ruckus and Delirious and Larry Sweeney. Which I really like that match, by the way. But backstage of the show was the Sandman. And I'll just say that I saw the Sandman backstage, and I would not have predicted he would be wrestling 20 years from now or doing anything. But here he is. And they have announced that his opponent will not be Joey Janela. It will not be Brian Alvarez, Lance Storm, Filthy Tom Lawler, Rhino. It will be the Invisible Man. More after the break. Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, the Invisible Man debuted in 2012 for DDT. First appearance at GCW at the Spring Break Cluster.
I think he worked in film before that.
2017, is that right?
Yeah.
He won the cluster at 2019 Spring Break. He would then die, it says here. But he recovered from that condition. Is that is that what death is, a condition? To defeat his brother Invisible Stan at Spring Break 3 in 2019. His last appearance was in last year's cluster. A 90-person match. How did I not get on that show? Won by 13-year-old Brody Lee Jr. Tickets are available for Joey Janela's Spring Break 10 right now. Then we have this story I just got to read before Raw. Kevin Nash explained why he and CM Punk never ended up facing each other in 2011. He says on his podcast, "I was supposed to wrestle CM Punk after I cost him the belt. But he said something that pissed off Paul, Triple H, about something with him and Stephanie. It wasn't on script, and Paul was not happy. Paul came back and basically said, 'You're not wrestling Punk. I am. I'm beating that MF-er.' Like, he was hot. It wasn't like... anyway, so that's what happened. Punk made Triple H really mad, and so Triple H made him pay by beating him. And he says now they get along much better. They have mended their relationship and gotten closer. And Nash said he knows how much Triple H cares for Punk now and how much they trust each other. So things change. People can change, Lance.
People can grow up. It does happen.
Yeah. This person here says, sounds made up. Does it really? Does it really? All right. Hey, Impact did pretty good. .05 and 241,000.
Yes, we have a upward trajectory going.
Well, they changed the ratings, but yes.
But even still, I would imagine even without the change, we'd have an upward trajectory a little bit, because that's a big bump.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
So it opened up with the AJ Lee Becky thing, which we talked about earlier. I'm not going to go over it again. But I watched it so much as I wanted to turn that channel. I was like you last week with Roman Reigns and the singing crowd. I was ready to flip the channel. But I didn't. I suffered through it.
You didn't give up.
I didn't give up. Do I look like John Cena? A little bit. Then Usos and Otis and Tozawa for the tag titles. I thought this match was quite good. I thought Tozawa looked awesome. Everybody loves Otis when he's just being a monster. And ends up with Tozawa. Otis missed a charge. Usos speared him together, hit a 1D, which looked like it almost broke the ring. The entire, I swear to God, it looked like that ring broke. And
Otis is a large man.
He sure is.
I did laugh in their attempts to rehab Tozawa because he hasn't been portrayed as a skilled wrestler despite being a very skilled wrestler. When Cole mentioned that he was actually a highly decorated wrestler before he came to us, which basically just means that they've done jack with him since
yes.
then.
Yes, yes. I did also like in the match, it was a spot where Otis goes for the worm and Jay is supposed to super kick him. But the worm is a moving target and Jay missed by a freaking mile. But because he missed, he lost his balance and instead he dropped the back of his knee on Otis's head. So it worked out in the end, but yeah, that looked like it sucked.
Yeah, great cover by Corey noticing that.
And then Jay put over Otis and Tozawa, and Jimmy told Jay, you need to go and qualify for the Elimination Chamber and go back to being main event Jey Uso. That's coming up next week. Had a Live and Dom promo with Stephanie. So, first, Liv's doing a promo, and Dom gives her flowers. Then Stephanie comes out, and Stephanie just cuts a promo on her in Spanish. And Liv has no idea what she said. She says, Dom.
Is that allowed, a thing in the middle of the show in Spanish?
It is now. Vince is gone. She goes, Dom, what did she say? Dom goes, I don't think I should tell you what she said, but you know what? I'll handle this. So he then cuts a promo on her in Spanish. And so then Liv says, well, what did you tell her? And Steph jumps in and says, he say he is a little bee. I can't say it here on Byline. And so Liv goes, well, I'm not a Spanish speaker, but I know you're a liar. Steph said, I hope you pick me, Liv, so I can beat you at WrestleMania. She goes to leave, and then Liv says, I'm not going to rush to make a decision. I'm not going to rush for you. I'm not going to rush for Jade. She calls her a puta, which is a whore. And boy, did Stephanie flip her lid. And she immediately hauls off and punches poor Dom. And I presume that's going to be the match for WrestleMania. Because I presume that Bianca would come back, win the chamber, and then face Jade. That's where I think it's going. But I could be wrong. Then we had Rhea, Lyra, Ivy, chamber qualifier. I thought this was pretty good. They gave Ivy a lot. Rhea ends up pinning Lyra, not Ivy. And Rhea Ripley is going into the chamber. First part of this match, I thought was good. The second part of the match, I mean, it was sloppy.
They started getting a little fancy.
They screwed up a Steiner Bulldog spot, which was completely bizarre. And then a few others just did not look smooth. But the crowd went nuts for Rhea winning, so there you go. Then we had Dom, Liv, Raquel, and Finn backstage. And basically, Dom says, Finn, I get it. I know you want CM Punk, but I don't think it's happening. You guys, you need to go win the tag titles with JD. And Finn goes, I made it clear. I want Punk. I want the title. And Dom says, I know, but everyone's talking about Punk and Roman. Your window might be closed. And Finn goes, I'm tired of being an afterthought. I thought we were supposed to be family. And he leaves. So he storms to the ring to interrupt Michael Cole. And he basically says that he wants CM Punk, and he wants the world title, and he wants an Elimination Chamber. Adam Pearce comes out. He says, that ain't happening. I'm not putting this Roman Punk match in jeopardy. And Punk, of course, comes out, starts arguing with Pierce, gets in the ring. He says, I want this match, Finn. You're not an afterthought. You're my first thought. You don't deserve a title shot. You deserve an ass beating. Get in the ring. Let's see what happens. And Finn says, no, I'm not fighting you for no reason. Put the title on the line. I'll finish what I started 2 weeks ago. So Punk throws the belt down, says, let's do it right now. Pierce is screaming at him not to. Says, no way, this match is in jeopardy. Punk says, I'm the champion, I got some clout. Give me this match or I'm going to chase this guy all night and kick his teeth down his throat. So Pierce finally agrees. It is Finn and Punk, Elimination Chamber. The fans went nuts for this segment until they found out it wasn't tonight. Then they turned on it. And so
I really like the symmetry of Punk beat Finn in Ireland, and now Finn wants to beat Punk in Chicago.
It is Elimination Chamber in Chicago. Works out great. So Punk then says, or Cole says, well, you know, or Punk says to Cole, we were supposed to do an interview. You want to finish the interview? So Michael Cole's question is, what are you doing? Why would you jeopardize one of the greatest main events in WrestleMania history for that? And now Punk is offended. I'm not jeopardizing anything. I'm building something. I'm chasing greatness. He says, I always want to be 1% better every day. I'll fight anybody, anywhere, anytime. And he says, Roman Reigns, I don't think you hate me. How could you hate me? Asks CM Punk. I think you hate that you know you can't do a thing to stop me. Vows to beat him at WrestleMania. I thought this whole segment was great.
Yep.
Great. Then we had Heyman and his crew running into Pierce. So the key here is that there is a main event coming up later with Penta, LA Knight, and Theory. And Heyman made it, or Pierce made it very clear, none of these guys can interfere in the match. And Heyman goes, is that a declarative statement or a request? And Pierce said it was a threat. And then as he's leaving, Bronson tells Logan Paul, he's my problem now. What does that mean? Is Bronson going after Adam Pearce? Oh, man. Natty and Maxine didn't like this one bit. So,
speaking of wacky over-the-top characters,
the story is that Natty and Maxine have been training, and then Natty turned on her, cost her the title. Maxine wants revenge. And, like, you can see, like, their idea is, we want to protect Maxine, so we're not going to have her get pinned or submitted. Instead, Natty beats her to death. She beats her in the ring. She beats her at ringside. She beats her on the table. She puts her on the sharpshooter on the table, the sharpshooter on the table. The referee counts them out or whatever. Maxine is crying in pain and agony, tears rolling down her cheeks. I'm like, way to protect her. So then AJ runs down to make the save. They go to help Maxine in the back, but Becky runs down, posts AJ. And then Maxine, who was crying and in great pain, and she's magically healed, and she helps AJ. Didn't like it. Not one bit. We had Javon and original El Grande versus Rio and Bravo. So the match was a lot of fun. They had a spot, obviously, at the end. I'm sure you've seen it, even if you don't watch Raw, because it's all over social media. Bravo ends up going for a diving headbutt. Javon, who had been beaten up outside the ring, you don't see him, but he climbs to the top, and he flies off the top with a cutter onto Grande as he's going for the diving headbutt. It's perfectly timed. Place goes wild. They showed like 15 replays.
As they should.
Yep. And then ends up with he hit a dive to the outside. El Grande hit a diving headbutt on Bravo and pinned him. And then afterwards, both Grandes attacked each other and teased unmaskings. So I think they're going to do mask versus mask at WrestleMania. And personally, I think that when this whole thing started, I think this El Grande 2 was supposed to just be a thing to lead to the mask match. And my guess is that that ultimately, you know, El Grande 2 would be unmasked, and Kaiser and the other two would just reform Imperium, the three of them. But this El Grande 2 is so over. He's over in the U.S. He's super over in Mexico. It's a gigantic baby face for AAA. He's, like, learning Spanish. I mean, he is all in on this gimmick. He's way more over as El Grande 2 than he ever was as Ludwig Kaiser. God bless the guy.
And the same cannot be said for Chad Gable.
He looks like he's having the most fun he's ever had in his entire career. If they do this mask match, Gable's got to be unmasked. They can't go the other way. I think that would be a terrible idea. And we had a Gunther promo. He's going to win WrestleMania. And finally, the main event, Penta Theory and LA Knight Chamber qualifier. And, of course, you know, the guys ran down as they were not supposed to do. And Adam Pearce runs down to kick them away from ringside. They interfered. They actually took the referee to interfere in a three-way no DQ match, which I couldn't figure out. And then, of course, the Hooded Man
hits... They really should have had someone backstage distracting Adam Pearce.
They should have. Hooded Man hit ringside. Superkick Theory stomped him. Fled through the crowd. Vision goes after him. And then L.A. hit Theory with the BFT, got the pin. So L.A. is going to Chamber. L.A. was super over. The last few minutes of this match had so much heat, which is a big departure from SmackDown. The SmackDown main events are just like, the fans just watch them. But like on Raw, the main events are always hot. So anyway, I thought the Hooded Guy might be Sami Zayn by the way he moved, but now people are thinking it might be Grayson Waller. So... not sure. But anyway, I thought this was a very good show overall. And Paul and Pierce have a lot to hash out coming up on the next show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary three-day, two-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got NXT coming up here tonight. Number one contenders match. Sol, Ruka, and Zarya versus Kendall and Ren. Whoever gets the pinfall is the number one contender. So I think that Sol or Zarya is going to get the pinfall. The other one's going to be angry. Turn on him.
Contender for which title?
The NXT Women's title.
Okay.
Jada Parker, Blake Monroe, Josh Briggs, Eli Knight, speed tournament match, and Hank and Tank versus Brad Baylor and Ricky Smokes. And Dynamite, we've got Ciampa versus Kyle Fletcher, TNT title, Rascals versus Young Bucks, and the wild card team. Is it Copeland and Cage? Because the winner does face FTR. Chris Statlander, Tekla, strap match. Kenny Omega and Swerve face-to-face. And then Impact, Lance. Nick Nemeth versus Rich Swann, which should be very good. Mara Sade and Ryan Nemeth in another fight, an Albuquerque street fight. Mike Santana promo. And BDE must give Eric Young his answer on whether or not he's going to join up with Eric Young. It's an odd pairing. But sometimes you need a veteran to help you grow. Right, Lance?
I've heard that.
I don't think he's going to say yes. Is this live?
No.
It's taped?
Yes.
Wait, so you're going to work and there's a tape show Thursday?
We have, is it No Surrender on Friday and then a taping on Saturday?
Oh, there is a No Surrender on
I'm
Friday.
I'm flying on Thursday.
Ah, I see. Stax versus Trey Miguel, international title. Righteous versus the Hardys versus Order 4. We've got Lei Ying Li versus Ariana Grace, TNA Knockouts title. She talked her father into getting rid of that match.
And these are no surrender matches, not Thursday.
Yes, and Santana and Leon Slater versus Nick Nemeth and Eddie Edwards. All right, everybody, we got to wrap it up. Thanks, Lance, as always. I guess you're out of here from this point forward. And I'll talk to you guys later on tonight. Brian and Vinny Show 20 years ago in NWA TNA or TNA Impact. Final show before we switch to something else. And Granny's going to talk us about the ghosts that she's been seeing in her apartment. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.